Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of pride and self-conceit. So today's hadith in Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yanzuru Allah yawm al-qiyamati ila man jarra izarahu bataran, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will not look at a person who drags his lower garment out of pride. Imagine something that we take so trivial, a person wearing his lower garment, whether it's hanging from the top or whether it's a pants that he's wearing, but it's going below his ankles. Now, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that Allah Ta'ala would not look at this person. What it means, that Allah Ta'ala would not look at a person with rahmat. So serious this is that a person desires, a person his whole life is desiring to meet Allah Ta'ala, he's preparing for Akhirat, he's preparing for that day when he's going to meet his beloved. And then, when he reaches on that side, then Allah Ta'ala is not even looking at that person with rahmat, not even looking at the person with mercy. Can you imagine what a high level of disappointment? This is something that is only understood by a person who has true love. When a person has love for a person in another person in this world, then he'd like to get the attention of that person, the love of that person, the kindness, the shafqat, the mercy of that person in this world. Imagine wanting the love and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and not getting that on the day of Qiyamah. Can there be a bigger loss than that? So now a person who's a true ashik of Allah Ta'ala, we all say we want to be ashik of Allah and ashik of Rasul, ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we hear of something like this, that if we're going to allow our pants to drag, to come below the ankles, then Allah Ta'ala will not look at us on the day of Qiyamah. Imagine, if we really believe that, then will we ever, being a true ashik, keep our pants or kurta hanging low down? We'll be so careful that forget about the ankle, we'll keep it much higher so that we don't earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these things may sound very simple, trivial, but in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, they're very great. If Allah Ta'ala is not going to look at the person with the gaze of rahmat, then what chance does he have of having the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that a trivial thing? It's not trivial. It's something that is very big. So when we hear these ahadith, immediately we must put in action. There are certain gunas that a person commits, and he gets lazzat out of it. He gets enjoyment out of it. For example, a person drinking wine, he's getting some enjoyment out of the wine. Person is eating pork, there's some enjoyment that he gets out of eating the pork. As filthy as it is, but you get people that enjoy eating it. You're getting some enjoyment. The person is committing zina, he's getting some enjoyment out of that zina. But these type of actions where there's absolutely no enjoyment and getting the anger of Allah Ta'ala, how foolish is anyone to do these type of actions? But to get the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wearing the pants below the ankle or the kurta below the ankle, what enjoyment is there? But yet the person is drawing the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إلا وان مشهور حديث عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولا ينظر إليهم ولهم عذاب أليم شيخ زان وملك كذاب وعائل مستكبر رواه مسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are three types of people whom Allah Ta'ala will not speak to on the day of Qiyamah, nor purify them, nor, in other words, cleanse them, forgive them of all their sins. So there are three types of people. Allah Ta'ala firstly won't speak to them, He won't purify them, nor will Allah Ta'ala look at them. We explain, Allah Ta'ala won't look at them with the gaze of mercy, and for them will be a painful punishment. So many things here. But firstly, Allah Ta'ala will not speak to them. Again, if a person has love for Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala does not speak to him. Imagine if a person likes someone and a person doesn't speak to them. A person loves his child, but his child is not speaking to him. A person loves his parents, but his parents are not speaking. A person loves his wife is not speaking to him. How uncomfortable a person feels. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be looking forward to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, to be speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or gaining that gaze of rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, that purification of Allah Ta'ala. All these three things are not going to be found for these type of people. So the first thing the hadith is explaining, that Allah Ta'ala will not speak to that person on the day of Qiyamah. Three types of people, nor purify them, nor look at them. Who are these three types of people? Sorry, and one more thing, and for them will be a painful punishment. So the first thing is that Allah will not speak to them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will not purify them. Allah Ta'ala will not look at them, and for them will be a painful punishment. Who are these three types of persons? An old person who commits adultery. Why? He's old. Old, and at that time you should be having more control. Your desires are not so high like it was when you were young. But yet in that old age, you're so close to that qabr. Your one leg is in the qabr already, so to speak. And here you are committing zina. So this is a serious matter. So that is the first type of person, a person who is old and he commits adultery. A second is a ruler who lies. When a person is in that authority, he's a ruler, he's a leader. At that time now, it's much easier for him to speak the truth because there's nobody that's going to oppress him. There's nobody that's going to punish him. He's the leader, he's the ruler, he's the king. Everyone is below him and you're in that position and still you are lying. Person who is lying, who's a subordinate, he's maybe lying out of fear that my superior, my senior, my manager, my boss might do something to me, therefore he speaks a lie. But yeah, you are the king, you are the ultimate authority, and still you go and speak a lie. It compounds that lie, it compounds that evil. So therefore the second is this person. So the first thing is old person. Why? Because he's already old, there's no reason for him to commit that zina, he commits it. Second is a person who's in an authority as a king, and then he lies. And the third is a poor person who is proud. Poor person who is proud. Why? Because when a person is poor, then there is no real reason for him to be arrogant and proud. As it is, he doesn't have the things of this world. He is battling as far as the world is concerned, and yet he is demonstrating pride. Sometimes you find a person is wealthy, and with that wealth comes pride. With that knowledge sometimes comes pride. With that status or recognition he's enjoying in society comes pride. Here this person doesn't have anything, he's a poor person, and still he's displaying arrogance that compounds the arrogance. One is a person who's wealthy and has arrogance, here is a person who is poor. So you see all these three types of people are people that shouldn't have been doing these things, yet they have done it, and it's so severe. Allah Ta'ala will not speak to them on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not purify them, Allah will not look at them with the gaze of Rahmat, and for them is a painful punishment. May Allah Ta'ala save us. That being proud is something that is not liked at all, and which one of us can say we are so wealthy that it can justify us to even be proud? We are not supposed to be proud, even if we have wealth. In that poverty or in that simple conditions that we are in, yet we are being proud. Allah Ta'ala does not love this. Or if a person has some type of authority and now he's speaking lies, how serious that thing is. Although the hadith is speaking about the king, but in whichever authority we have, we should think that why should I be ever speaking lies? And the third is a person who is getting old. We're all getting old. Nobody can say they're getting younger. But how many times we are committing adultery? If it's not the actual form of adultery, sometimes it's zina of the eyes, sometimes zina of the ears. A person on the radio and there's a lady that's talking there, and now he's listening to the voice of the lady, not realizing that all these things are affecting the heart. So therefore a good Muslim is one who is on guard 24 hours. Every time he's on guard, nothing must affect this most valuable thing that I own, and that is Iman. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil